Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the daily dose of Daf audio-wise, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 8. Let's talk about a pillar. Ula said, if there is a pillar 9 tefachim high in the public domain and the public rest and rearrange their burdens on it, and one throws an object and it lands upon it, he is liable. What is the reason? If it is less than 3 tefachim high, the public step upon it and is part of the public domain. From 3 to 9, they neither walk upon it nor arrange their burdens upon it. Therefore, it is a carmelis. When it is 4 tefachim wide, or a place of exemption, when it is less than 4, if it is 9 tefachim high, according to Rashi, exactly 9, they certainly rearrange their burdens upon it, and it is part of the public domain. We talked yesterday about how our property, how our surroundings, our boundaries should be clear of hazards, especially because of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. We should be careful with our objects and our property, our personal property, our Rishus Hayachid, when it's our own properties and our own belongings. But what about when it's the Rishus Harabim? When you go to work, when you share a space with other people, when you share a fridge with other people, just as this pole that's 9 tefachim high or 9 high, we want to make sure that it's 9 tefachim high. We want to make sure that we're taking care of it. Not just the Rishus Hayachid of your own domain, your own house you want to be careful for, not even the Rishus Harabim right in front of your house, but when you go to work, when you go outside of your house, you should be careful with those things that are entrusted to you. My office and my school that I go to, I should be careful to keep it clean, to keep it neat, to keep it organized. Other people go in, I don't want it to have any safety issues or hazards. I want it to be nice and clean and neat. If I share a fridge with other people, don't be a slob. Don't be a mess. Don't make your stuff fall over the place. Don't spill and don't make it disgusting. Your part of the fridge, make sure to enact that it's nice and clean. Your office, your cubicle, your part of the building, make sure it's nice and clean. Also your car. If you're sharing your car with other people or you're taking a ride with other people, don't be a slob. Don't make a mess. Keep your area of the Rishus Harabim clean as possible. Safeguard it. Keep it safe. Keep it nice. Keep it clean. Especially with all the things going around, we want to ensure we do our part when in the public domain to help the public wherever we are. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 9 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.